I'm no environmentalist, but you have to understand what you don't understand. How many times must the point be made? How many times must we see the evidence? We build the Aswan Dam and claim it is going to revitalize the country. Instead, it destroys the fertile Nile Delta, produces parasitic infestation, and wrecks the Egyptian economy. We build a... Excuse me, Gennaro said, but I think I hear the helicopter. That's probably the sample for Dr. Grant to look at. He started out of the room. They all followed. At the foot of the mountain, Gennaro was screaming over the sound of the helicopter. The veins of his neck stood out.
You did what? You invited who?
Take it easy, Hammond said.
Gennaro screamed, Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Now look here, Hammond said, drawing himself up. I think we have to get something clear.
No, Gennaro said. No, you get something clear. This is not a social outing. This is not a weekend excursion.
This is my island, Hammond said, and I can invite whomever I want.
This is a serious investigation of your island because your investors are concerned that it's out of control. We think this is a very dangerous place and...
You're not going to shut me down, Donald.
I will if I have to.
This is a safe place, Hammond said, no matter what that damn mathematician is saying.
It's not,
and I'll demonstrate its safety.
And I want you to put them right back on that helicopter, Gennaro said.
Can't, Hammond said, pointing toward the clouds. It's already leaving.
And indeed, the sound of the rotors was fading.
God damn it, Gennaro said.
Don't you see you're needlessly risking...
Hammond said. Let's continue this later. I don't want to upset the children.
Grant turned and saw two children coming down the hillside, led by Ed Regis. There was a bespectacled boy of about 11 and a girl a few years younger, perhaps 7 or 8, her blonde hair pushed up under a Mets baseball cap and a baseball glove slung over her shoulder. The two kids made their way nimbly down the path from the helipad and stopped some distance from Gennaro and Hammond. Low, under his breath, Gennaro said,
Christ!
Now, take it easy, Hammond said. Their parents are getting a divorce, and I want them to have a fun weekend here.
The girl waved tentatively.
Hi, Grandpa,
she said.
We're here.
The tour. Tim Murphy could see at once that something was wrong. His grandfather was in the middle of an argument with a younger, red-faced man opposite him, and the other adults standing behind looked embarrassed and uncomfortable. Alexis felt the tension, too, because she hung back, tossing her baseball in the air. He had to push her.
Go on, Lex.
Go on yourself, Timmy.
Don't be a worm, he said.
Lex glared at him, but Ed Regis said cheerfully, I'll introduce you to everybody, and then we can take the tour.
I have to go, Lex said.
I'll just introduce you first, Ed Regis said.
No, I have to go.
But Ed Regis was already making introductions. First to Grandpa, who kissed them both, then to the man he was arguing with. This man was muscular, and his name was Gennaro. The rest of the introductions were a blur to Tim. There was a blonde woman wearing shorts, and a man with a beard who wore jeans and a Hawaiian shirt. He looked like the outdoors type. Then a fat college kid who had something to do with computers, and finally a thin man in black who didn't shake hands but just nodded his head. Tim was trying to organize his impressions and was looking at the blonde woman's legs when he suddenly realized that he knew who the...